And it's time for the DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Marion Hodges is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Marion, welcome back.
I am so happy to be back.
Well, and you wanted us to know about a rock band that is from Austin, Texas, like so many others. They're called Ockerville River. Here is Ockerville River, R.I.P.
And give me one last kiss in your pink silk dress, I guess. Said I have lost all will with my face pressed against your breast. And I have pilfered for the king's pills from the palace medicine chest. I cried a quart of crocodile tears onto Allison Ann's pink champagne glass.
Now, it's called Ockerville River, R.I.P., but this is a song off the band's eighth album. It's a new album. Why the name?
Correct. Well, I think he sort of gets at it in the song, but there's very much a rebirth process of the band going on right now. They basically changed up the entire lineup of the band. I think only the drummer from the previous lineup remains, and Will Sheff, the main man behind the project and the songwriter, describes kind of being in upstate New York, writing all these songs, writing them just as fast as he could, and getting all of the rawness and emotion and everything that was going on. And at the time, he thought that he might be done with the Ockerville River project entirely. And so even though he decided to keep going with the name, the process was very much a death and a rebirth.
Well, and in fact, on the website of the band, Will Sheff said, this record was me taking my life back to zero and starting to add it all back up again.
Yes, he's obviously a great songwriter, but he's great at writing just about pretty much anything. He writes some great essays about other people's records, and he's done extensive writing about the whole process behind making this new record. So if you're interested in the project at all, it's well worth seeking out. It's all quite good reading material.
Well, let's get to a very different sound here. This is from the London group Factory Floor. It's Dial Me In. I said a very different sound, and I was right. Very different.
Well, I like that we started with the Ockerville River and kind of just got the most mellow thing out of the way, and then we're just going to ramp it up from there.
Well, tell us about this one.
So Factory Floor is a project that I've been obsessed with since their debut record in 2013. I believe the last time I was on your program, I brought in a track from a band called Pale Blue, and Factory Floor do a really similar thing with just combining post-punk and dance music to make something just genuinely exciting, genuinely cool. That's kind of what the music that I'm always trying to create in my head sounds like. So every time a band actually makes something like that, I'm like, yes, Kindred Spirits, I love you so much.
They're doing it and just for you, Marion.
Just for me. And millions of other people. Well, hopefully at least thousands of other people that get the vibe.
Well, what do you like about this track in particular?
So what really grabbed me about this one when it came in my email box a few months ago is it just has this perfectly steady rhythm, and it's got those minimal spoken word vocals, which is another kind of hallmark of post-punk. And then in the middle, it still builds to this point where you think it's going to explode into this chaotic kind of thing, but it doesn't. It just like levels right back out and then just sort of gives you this steady, groovy ride all the way to the end.
Well, what is post-punk, by the way?
it has a lot of different connotations, but I think the main thing that people think is anything that's like dark synths and angular guitars. So like Gang of Four is a quintessential post-punk band.
Okay, well, the next one you wanted us to hear, Marian Hodges, is the LA group RR Barbados. This is Wet Hair. So who is RR Barbados?
So RR Barbados is a very new project from the local duo Rona Rapatis and Rob Barber. So the RR Barbados moniker is kind of a combination of their two names. And I will have to say, full disclosure, they are friends, but they sent me this EP about a month ago and I am obsessed with it. And I'm even less likely to put, you know, really do a hard sell on my friend's music unless it's something that it just grabs me. And again, I'm completely obsessed with. I've been playing a bunch of their tracks in all of my DJ sets, and it's just perfectly crafted dance music. It's got a little bit of that darkness that I think I've established I love so much, and just great melodies, and they've really got a sense of what they're doing with their production, and they've just got a great vibe.
Well, you have one more for us. This is from a British group that your colleague Mario Cotto actually introduced us to recently. They are Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. This is the song Creation. Now, they describe this song on their SoundCloud page as a hazy, tropicalia-infused slice of summer. Tell us more about it.
That's pretty accurate. I would definitely say that does it justice. Well, what I love about this project so much is I'm sure your listeners remember the track that Mario brought in, which was Diagram Girl, which is this gorgeous slice of dream pop. It's got this great electronic backbeat, and then you get into that track Creation, and on the same record they're just like, well, now we're going to switch it up and give you this amazing psych pop track that's just channeling Stereolab and Broadcast and 1960s French yeah girls. And it's so cool to see a project that's that expansive, and as Mario mentioned, these guys clearly know their stuff. They clearly like a lot of varietals of music, and they are not afraid to throw it all into their original tracks.
I guess when multiple KCRW DJs start going after a certain band, it's somebody you should definitely pay attention to. You did it with Mayor Hawthorne, who has become a big star.
Well, there we go.
I think
that tells you everything you need to know.
That's Marian Hodges, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Marian, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
And if you want some more music to listen to this summer, you can head to our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.